Dwayne Rudd speaking with us, former Alabama football star, and then went on to the NFL and played. Talk about some of those times with Gene Stallings. There were some good years.
Well, you know, I always tell people all the time, I really, you know, Gene Stallings was probably one of the most influential people in my life, you know, after, you know, visiting and going to a few of the SEC schools. I visited Mississippi State and Tennessee, and actually I was committed to Tennessee there for a while, and I chose Alabama to go visit Alabama last, and that was probably the best thing I've actually done because, I mean, Coach Stallings was, you know, he was a very, very imposing figure, I tell you. I mean, he came to my home, and he spoke to my parents and my brothers and sisters, and once he really laid it all out and I got a chance to really look at the tradition there, and especially myself being a linebacker, it was just, you know, probably the easiest, turned out being the easiest decision I made. But Coach Stallings, I think right now, other than Denny Green, my coach down in out of Minnesota Vikings, you know, it's probably a toss-up. Those two guys probably the most influential people in my life. I mean, it really helped me focus and prepare me for the future. And I always, you know, think about them on a daily basis. You know, when times get hard, I mean, those guys really taught me a lot. So, I mean, Coach Stallings definitely is one of the people that always stands out in my mind.
It's a great run that he had. He won 70 football games in 7 years while at the capstone there. You were a good part of that, and the last one, certainly you played a big role in. Talk about the big win and the game over Michigan at the end of the season and you making the pick and then turning it into a touchdown there at the end of that football game.
Well, I mean, that was a nerve-wracking game. I mean, they were driving on us, you know, and before the game, leading up, and, you know, the whole week, we really knew that we needed this game in order to, you know, cap things off of Coach Stallings. We knew he was leaving. He announced that to the team before the Auburn game. So, you know, that last drive, that whole second half, I mean, the team really knew that, you know, that it was something that he wanted to do was win 70 games in 70 years and make that something that he would really, you know, put his, you know, stamp on the university. So, I mean, when they got kind of close to the scoring on us there at the end, I'm not sure what down it was when that ball got tipped up in there and I got a chance to pick it off. But, I mean, that was I was thinking about that as I was running down the sideline. And as soon as we got to the sideline, that's kind of what the team we were talking about when the offense went back out there after the defense stopped them again. We wanted, you know, just to play it safe and make sure we got the win for Coach. But that whole week, and that, you know, those 2 weeks leading up to the bowl game, we definitely were, that was a hot topic. And, you know, so it turned kind of into winning the game for Coach Stallings and sending him off in a good note versus actually winning the game for ourselves and capping off a good season for us. I mean, so we were highly motivated to, you know, send Coach out in a, you know, a good note. And, you know, after I made that play myself, you know, I knew it would go down in history as one of the great plays, you know, simply because of the meaning.
Daniel Moore thought so, didn't he? He wrote, did a little painting about that. You know, you made it when you get a Daniel Moore print, huh?
Yeah, I got a field over myself, and I was really, you know, happy that he would, you know, want to honor me in that way. But even without the painting, like I said, it was a play that I was, you know, it was kind of like giving something back to Coach myself personally. You know, so I mean, it's something. You know, I got a lot of pictures in it from after the game in the locker room celebrating. So, like I said, it was definitely special to me because it really felt like giving something back to him personally when I made that play.
Well, you know, on the other hand, you got that play that everybody thinks of, and then you've got the one play that, you know, I had to ask you about, the Cleveland Browns, the celebration penalty.
Yeah. No doubt.
I mean, and people remember that, don't they?
Of course. I mean, you know, that's definitely along with other plays. I mean, you know, being a young player and obviously, you know, now looking back on it, you know, it's something I can show I have two sons, 12 and 6 years old. And that's something that I would, you know, lead off showing them if I had to, you know, do a breakdown of my career. That's probably one of the first things I would show them along with other plays that really, you know, shows up the opposing teams or the offense, you know, waste a lot of energy. I mean, you know, I'm from a small town, really had never been on a stage before. So I kind of got into, you know, celebrating a lot, showboating. Never had, I was such a good player. My coaches never would really tell me not to do it because they felt like it got me motivated, you know, as the game would go on. You know, even Coach Stallings, he would kind of get on us in college about doing it a little too much in practice, talking a little too much trash, you know, and encouraging us to focus on the next play. So, I mean, when that play actually happened, I mean, that's really, I got, over emotional, and it really hurt my team. And, you know, I found myself on a weekly basis, at some point, I would think apologizing to a different guy, getting into a conversation about the playoffs. You know, it was itching close. As the playoffs were getting closer and closer, that play became, you know, more of a conversation in the locker room amongst players, you know, quietly, not openly, I'm sure. But we got an opportunity to still make the playoffs there at the end, in which I had a big game. Made me, you know, it felt great to have a good game against Atlanta to, you know, help us get into the playoffs, even lost to Pittsburgh. But, yeah, that play is something I'm not ashamed of. I think it really can help my kids or younger kids. When I'm on the point, you know, when I'm trying to make a point of not showing up the team and how it can hurt you and backfire on you versus, I guess make you feel good and, give you a chance to shine. I mean, it can definitely backfire. And that was the ultimate play, along with others in the NFL. Other players have had hardships like that, but no doubt. I mean, something I don't talk about a lot, but yeah, it was definitely something I regret.
In your playing days now, and even now, Dwayne, looking back, what would, as a player, and what were the bigger games that you thought, maybe the bigger rivals? Was it a Tennessee or an Auburn game that you guys seem to get up more for, and you think is the biggest rivalry of Alabama?
Man, I
who would you rather be?
It's definitely Tennessee and Auburn. It's no competition. I mean, I would really have to say, even though a lot of people really, think that it's Auburn, man, it's really Tennessee. I'm not sure how the tradition is there, but Coach Stallings has that Rocky Top plan, and he started playing, and as soon as we went over to watch the film, which was on the Sunday or Monday, you know, and all the orange and all the player profiles and pictures post up everywhere, and the coaches from past. I mean, so it was like a 100 house when you walk into the locker room during that week. But for whatever reason, my era there, my 3 years there, we really got up for Tennessee. They had, of course, Peyton Manning, and I was able to win the first time, but, the second time, obviously Peyton blew us out there in 95. In 96, that was a close game, but when I was there, man, it was Auburn and Tennessee, but more so Tennessee.
Hmm. That's surprising, because you hear it's Auburn. Everybody says Auburn, but to hear it from a player that Tennessee was bigger than the Auburn game, that's kind of surprising.
That's those local Alabama kids that grew up with that in their families.
Yeah,
the dinner table. So I was from Mississippi, but it really felt like to me, and really seemed like to me, it was Tennessee, man. I tell you.
Well, the Mississippi game, I mean, the games for the Mississippi teams were, being from your state, I would think those were pretty big also, of course.
Yeah, they were, and I was, obviously only lost one there at Mississippi State. Always had success against the Mississippi schools. We played three a year, Southern Miss and Ole Miss, along with Mississippi State.
The Mississippi State loss, the only time you lost to them was the last year. A lot of people say that that's when it pretty much broke down, that Stallings was leaving, that Bockrath had an encounter with him. Is there any truth to that, or do you know?
No, I don't know any truth to that, actually. I don't even I'm sure it probably was some turmoil. I mean, well, not turmoil. I mean, some arguments, or people was, on fire about losing the game, I'm sure. But, Coach Stallings, was a very classy person. So, I mean, I'm sure if it was something like that, it was in a conversation versus, I actually heard that rumor myself. But as a player, if it went down, I didn't see it. And Coach Stallings really is, you know, he's had an opportunity to really lash out at some people and took the high road in front of the team. So I'm sure if it went down, it wasn't what people made it out to be.
Was there any inkling to you or any of the other players that before at least the Auburn game when he let you know that it would be his final season in Alabama?
Yes, I kind of think a lot of the, you know, players would, we kind of felt that. I mean, he, you know, obviously comes in every day, coach, and, you know, he has great stories. I mean, at least you can look for great stories, I would say, at least 3 to 4 times a week. So, I mean, just listen to, listening to him and talking to him and kind of that was hidden messages there on a daily basis early on in the season. That he would probably be leaving, and he and actually before the actual big speech before the Auburn game, he was nice enough to pull aside myself and a couple other seniors. I was a junior at the time, but obviously he felt like I would be taking my talent to the NFL, which I did. So he actually let a few players know beforehand and kind of wanted to know our opinion on it, and asked us about, you know, certain coaches that he would, you know, obviously vouch for to stay when he left and things of that nature. So myself and other players, we kind of knew maybe a week before that Auburn game, actually before he announced it.
Dwayne, right. You've been a great guest, and I hope we'll have you on again maybe sometime soon.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot once again for having me.